Jerry, if I could pop in and just give a few more details. It's we've got a very reasonable admission fee because basically the $15 charge covers you for both days. When people show up on Friday, they're going to pay their $15 if they haven't prepaid, and they're going to get a wristband, a colored wristband. And that wristband entitles them to be with us the entire day, come and go as they please. If they're not able to be there for all the lectures, they can come and attend the lectures that they do want to see and then just leave and come back as many times as they wish. And then that same wristband, they're going to need to keep it on overnight because if they like to attend the Saturday evening festivities at the back over at the auditorium, they're going to need to show that wristband as well. If anyone wants to come just to the Saturday events, there will be a $2 charge for that. But we've tried to keep the cost as low as possible. It's really just a means of retrieving some of the expenses that the Chamber of Commerce has put forward for this. So it really is just cost retrieval. We want to encourage everyone to come out and make this a super special event for South Texas and for the whole region. Nobody has ever done a UFO conference in this area before, Jerry, as remarkable as that may sound. The closest one, of course, has been Laredo, which is about 200 miles from here. But nobody here in what we refer to as the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas has ever had an event like this.
I got an email correction here, Noe. I think the guy means it in the spirit of truth. He says that KLAATU, Klaatu, was the name of the spaceman, and Court was the name of the robot.
I stand corrected. Klaatu was the name of the spaceman, and the robot was Gort. G-O-R-T.
So I figured he was right. He said he saw this movie 100 times.
Yeah, no, that is correct. I should have messed up on that because I knew that, but it just kind of came out that way. And then for the sake of conversation, I just let it flow. But he's absolutely right. And Klaatu Barada Nictu was what the spaceman, those were the words that were said to the robot in order to cancel the order to destroy the Earth. So those were the key words in that whole story, Klaatu Barada Nictu. So very much, you'll also hear the reference to interstellar policemen in the song Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, which is a reference to Gort, the race of robot beings that were sent to annihilate the Earth if we continued tinkering with nuclear weapons, which, by the way, we didn't listen to the warning.
No, we didn't, did we? And you and I have talked about this off the air quite a lot. And I think we're both convinced that the nuclear element is an important part of the UFO story, especially when you're dealing with New Mexico.
Yeah, one of the things I really truly love when I when Stanton Friedman speaks is he basically ties everything together about how the waves of UFO sightings began at around the time that we started tinkering with nuclear weapons. You know, suddenly that was a calling card to our neighbors in the galaxy that we were stupid enough to destroy our own world 20 or 30 times over. You know, so suddenly we called attention to ourselves by setting off these huge atomic explosions on our planet. And so, you know, it was rather stupid not to expect some repercussions from that.
Dr. Gross, we don't mean to leave you out here. Jump in at any time. He mentioned Stanton Friedman. He's on twice, right?
Yes, sir.
What is his topic?
The topics that he's going to be involved in that day will be his first conference, his first speeches at 10:30 in the morning till 12:00. and that'll be Flying Saucers and Science. And then he will speak later on in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that's going to be a new view of the cosmos.
Now, we will present that entire presentation.
Great.
Unedited, right there live. And if you've heard Stanton talk about these subjects and you've heard him before, hey, tune in again because he'll bring up some new information. He always does. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, I just wanted to mention that A New View of the Cosmos is actually a new presentation that Stanton worked up for the UFO Congress that was held recently in Arizona. So we're all looking forward to hear. That's a whole new topic and a whole new presentation that he's going to bring us.
That'll be in the afternoon at 3?
That'll be at 3 o'clock. And yeah. I'd also like to say how much we appreciate you partnering with Inception Radio to bring the entire conference live to the entire world, because we've got so much interest in the fact that it's World Contact Day. We've had communications from all over Europe, from all over the world, really, wanting to have an event going on March 15th associated with World Contact Day that people can really sink their teeth into and be a part of. And what better way to do that, Jerry, than to have them be able to tune in and listen to a live streaming of a UFO conference featuring the two top UFO speakers in the world, Stanton Friedman and Travis Walton, actually taking place while it's taking place live on World Contact Day. People all over the world will be tuning in to do that, and you and Inception Radio have made that possible. I cannot thank you enough.
And we want to urge everybody to understand that if you miss some of this, you can hear repeats quite often. In fact, we just ran a repeat over the weekend twice, Saturday and Sunday, all night into most of Sunday day of the Border Zone Conference and also the Laredo Conference. So this conference will show up more than once. It'll also be on demand. It'll be on iTunes. It's also be on jerrypippin.com and in a couple other websites as well.
So, I don't think I ever told you, Jerry, but it was so neat when we did the Border Zone UFO Festival in Presidio. It was so neat to go home at the end of the conference, went to the hotel room, and Stanton Friedman and I and the other speakers were sitting around relaxing, and we were listening to your rebroadcast of our UFO festival, and it was just the coolest thing to be able to hear. You know, we were listening to Stanton Friedman's excellent presentation. To be able to hear that again and just pick up on every little nuance, because we were all running around and being so busy at the conference that we, you know, a lot of times we didn't have time to sit down and listen to whoever was up there speaking. But to be able to hear it again and hear the content and really focus on what was being said, that is just priceless. It really is. So we appreciate you guys very much.
And you can find those conferences on demand at InceptionRadioNetwork.com as well as JerryPippin.com anytime. Now, let's talk about Travis Walton. He's got the whole show from late in the afternoon right on through. I think we're going to carry him all the way up to about 10 o'clock because he's going to have some question and answer questions as well.
Right. The fantastic thing about Travis, you know, his last appearance here anywhere close by was at the Laredo 2011 UFO conference, which I helped to put together. And he had a standing room only crowd, Jerry. He filled the auditorium, and people were just enthralled to hear his story. You know, they say that truth is stranger than fiction. Many people out there have seen the movie Fire in the Sky, which was a major Paramount release in the late 1990s. But The truth in the case of Travis's story is actually stranger and more compelling in many ways than the Hollywood version that was all, you know, cleaned up, sterilized, and put out there for people to enjoy as entertainment, and was, to a large extent, had some fictional elements thrown in there. But yeah, Travis's story of being taken aboard a UFO and held for 5 days, while everybody on Earth was looking, there was a law enforcement search for him throughout the forest there in northern Arizona. His six companions saw him, saw the UFO hovering above him, and saw a blue beam of light come down, strike him, and send him 60 feet in the air. They all got in their pickup truck and took off, leaving him lying there in the forest. So it's an amazing story. It really is stranger than fiction. And the other interesting thing is that I think what people enjoyed even as much as his lecture was the question and answer session that Travis has afterward. We had about probably over 30 minutes of questions and answers, people wanting to know more about certain specific points. And Travis is such a pro. He has done public appearances for so many years that he just knows exactly what the people are wanting to know. And he's just fantastic all the way around. And he also interacts with people on a one-to-one basis. He does book signings afterward, and he just, a lot of people will come up to him and tell him their own UFO encounter stories, and he listens and offers his advice. So it's just fantastic to have someone of the caliber of Travis Walton and also Stanton Friedman here in South Texas for the first time ever appearing at our conference.
Got a note from Ruben Uarte. You've heard of him.
That name does sound familiar, yes.
He's listening right now.
Hello, my friend Ruben. I know
he feels badly because he can't be there.
He's got all the championship teams there now in the San Francisco Bay Area, so he's been gloating a bit. He's got the World Series champion. He's got the NFL, one of the NFL champions, so... He's been gloating a lot lately, Jerry, but that's okay. I forgive him. He's a great guy, and I look forward to seeing him again very soon. Ruben was originally scheduled to be a presenter at our conference this coming Friday, but unfortunately his work responsibilities his employment did not allow him to have this time off, and we were very, very sad. The library director, our local library director, kept asking me, you know, if Ruben was coming, because she really wanted him to come down here. But I explained to her that he wasn't able to make it this year. However, there's always next year.
Yeah, Ruben's going to retire. Did he tell you that?
Yes,
So he'll be able to travel more starting next year.
Absolutely, that would be
and
wonderful.
And he says one thing they got to try while they're down there is that Southwest Texas barbecue.
Oh man, you can really fill up on that stuff. Every time that Ruben comes into Texas, we try to take him to a good barbecue place so he can have some ribs, some brisket, some fajitas. Just run the gamut of good meat. You know, we gotta pack in as much of this meat as we can before the cattle mutilations take it all there, Jerry.
That's right. Gotta look at it that way. Maybe the ETs know about barbecue. Maybe they mutilate them and barbecue them. Who knows?
I think they like organ meat, though.
Oh.
Dr. Gross.
Oh, yes.
We're kidding around here, but
thank God.
Let's get into some of the other things that are going to be happening that day. And we talked about Stanton, and we also talked about Travis Walton, but Noy Torres has got, talking about Ruben, Noy Torres is going to do a presentation on that an amazing story that happened up in Northern California with the robot type character that showed up, but chased the guy into the tree, kept him there all night. People need to hear that story, Noy. They haven't heard it.
Yeah, Jerry,
you did a book about that.
Yeah, and I've got some little updates to the story. We've got some additional information to share. And, of course, we've got videos from the main eyewitness, Mr. Donald Shrum. That was a story, by the way, which I give full credit to my partner, Ruben Uriarte, who's listening tonight. He's the one that brought together all the information that we used for writing that book. And he's the one that put us into contact with Donald Shrum and his wife, Mrs. Shrum, unfortunately, who recently passed away. We are very, very saddened to that. And in my slide presentation that I give on the Aliens in the Forest case, I always conclude with by saying that I'm doing this in memory of Mrs. Shrum, who, without whom our book would not have been possible. She wrote this beautiful foreword to the book. So, yes, I'm looking forward to sharing the story of Aliens in the Forest, the Cisco Grove UFO encounter, and I'll be doing that presentation Friday afternoon right before Stanton speaks again. I believe it's at around 2 o'clock.
That's what I have on my schedule here.
Yeah.
Ismael Cuellar is going to be there as well. And we had a great demonstration by him on the Martha lights. What's he going to talk about this time?
Oh, man. He's got some incredible new UFO footage that's been taken by him and his fellow members of the Laredo Paranormal Research Society. They have found, they have taken videos of some very strange objects zigging and zagging around the night skies in Laredo. He told me that when I see these new videos, I'm going to be tremendously amazed. And every time he said that to me in the past, it's been absolutely true. Now, since you guys are going to be listening in on the radio, I'm going to emphasize to Ismael that he needs to not only show the videos, but also explain what people are seeing for your radio audience, okay? So I'm going to try to cover my bases on that for your listeners.
If he doesn't get it explained, maybe I can get him on in between the break and talk a little bit about it. Who knows?
That sounds good. Yeah, but I'm really thrilled to hear Ismael's presentation, as well as my good friend Stephen Androsko, who will be.
I want to bring up Stephen. Talk a little bit about Stephen. A lot of people don't know about him.
Well, Stephen Androsko is a fantastic public speaker, and he's an award-winning storyteller for years here in South Texas. He does a lot of public appearances. And he happens to have a high level of interest in the subject of extraterrestrial life and UFOs, coming, of course, from the same generation as all of us. And Stephen and I are actually currently working on a book together. We are revisiting one of the most famous UFO cases in history that has had very little ever written about it, for whatever reason, we don't know. Most people, most UFO, major UFO researchers listed in like their top five of all UFO events that have ever taken place, and yet there's very little said or written about this particular case. So, Steve and I have worked together and, well, we've known each other for over 20 years and we've worked together, as librarians in the same area for like the past 10 years. So, in addition to that, we share this common interest in UFOs and the search for extraterrestrial life. So we're kind of putting it all together. What Steve has done, what he's going to be talking about is he's collected, he and I have collected files of actual UFO encounters that have occurred here in South Texas. And he calls his lecture the South Texas X-Files. And it really is going to be an impressive demonstration to the local residents here, because they will hear stories that have happened to their neighbors, to people whose names they recognize. They will hear about places that they know, and I think his presentation will have a very dramatic impact on the local folks here in this area. It's never been done before for anyone to collect information about specific cases here in this area. So, and one of the cases, I should say, Jerry, involves a young woman from Edinburgh who had an amazing encounter with a 60-foot diameter flying disc last March 2012, here in just north of Edinburgh, late at night. And when she came up on that craft, which was hovering a few feet above the pavement of the street, there were two state troopers already there. They had they were using their vehicles to block the road to keep anybody from going forward. And then this object was just ahead there, hovering above the street. And the person who first told me that story was Steve Androsko, our speaker, because he's the one that heard it from the eyewitness herself, Natalie, last year. And so Steve knows all the ins and outs of that amazing encounter, one of the most impressive recent UFO encounters that I've heard of from a highly reliable source here in South Texas.
And the cops were there, huh?
The cops were there, and the lady walked up while looking at this immense glowing disc blocking the roadway up ahead, and she turned to one of the cops and said, "Are you seeing what I'm seeing?" And the state trooper didn't completely turn his head around. He kind of kept still looking at this glowing disc, but he told her kind of off to the side. He said, "Yes, ma'am, we're seeing it too."
Now, what time of the day did this happen?
That happened at approximately 3 a.m.
So there weren't a lot of people out, but there were enough people to see it. Now, I wonder how long it stayed there.
Well, the whole episode, as far as Natalie, the principal eyewitness in this case, was involved, it took her about 15 to 20 minutes to get from her home in the middle of Edinburgh out to where this happened, north of Edinburgh. It happened near a deactivated Air Force base called Moore Airfield. It's a former U.S. Air Force base that supposedly has been totally shut down and is totally out of business, supposedly, for many years. And yet people keep giving us reports of strange flying objects all around that area. So something's got to be going on out there.
Noy or Dr. Gross, have either one of you guys tried to go out to that deactivated Air Force base and see what you could see?
I haven't. Yes.
I did go out there, Jerry. I did go out there, and I told the people at the entrance that I was – it's heavily guarded, by the way, guards with weapons. And
that makes the one that was deactivated while they're guarding it.
And I told them that I would like to that I was working on a book about events taking place in the valley, and could I go into the base and take some photographs? And they said, absolutely not. If you want to get into this facility, they told me that I needed to contact my congressman. Those were the exact words. Contact your congressman.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, next step, I guess, ask your congressman. And you'll say, absolutely not. You've got to talk to the military.
So anyway, there's been a lot of UFO sightings all around this base, which is amazing, given the fact that it's supposedly totally deactivated.
Yeah, we've talked about that area a lot. And there's enough space out there that they could do a lot of top secret things without anybody knowing.
Oh, here's the other thing, Jerry. Supposedly, all the facilities there are no longer being used, so therefore they should be kind of dilapidated or starting to show wear. Well, if you look at a satellite photograph, you see that they've been remodeled, repainted. They seem in really good repair, and there may even be one or two new hangars out there. So what the heck's going on?
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Well, keep after it, Noy. If anybody can dig it out, you will.
We're certainly going to give it a try. Bob Gross and I will probably be going over there, and hopefully we won't be doing our next interview with you from some military jail somewhere.
That's hard to say. I, if it's okay, I'll just call you rather than go down to visit you.
They told me that it was okay for us to take pictures of the base from outside the 10-foot-tall barbed wire electrical fence, by the way. So as long as we stayed outside of that fence, we'd be okay.
That cries for more investigation. Maybe somebody listening out there knows a little bit more about it or call us and tell us about it. You never know.
You never know.
And they can contact you. Give your website, Noy.
Yes, this is the central point of reference for everything that we've talked about in our books and conferences. It's roswellbooks.com. It's very simple. It's like Roswell, the town in New Mexico, roswellbooks.com.
Okay, let's get back to the conference. It's this Friday. We urge people down in South Texas or any place can get there to go see this. It's only $15. That's pretty cheap entertainment all day. It goes into the evening, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and probably lasts to 9:30 or 10 that night.
Yes.
Yeah. And the other cool thing, Jerry, this is spring break for most of the school districts in these parts. So a lot of folks are off. If they work in the school district or if they're a student, they're off this week. So what better place to be than listening to presentations about aliens and outer space and UFOs? I mean, that's much better than getting sand in your corona down at South Padre Island, you got to admit.
Good way of putting it. Well, when we talk about some of the things that are happening down there, let's recap real quickly exactly what we're talking about for the conference, where it is, how much it costs, et cetera, okay. Et cetera.
Yeah, it's an all-day event on Friday, March 15th, which is World Contact Day, and it takes place from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., at the Edinburgh Conference Center. It's a high-tech facility located on North McCall Road, kind of just right at the border between McAllen and Edinburgh, the two towns. And complete information and a map of how to get there and all that is on our website, edinburghufo.com. And the festivities continue on Saturday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., over behind Edinburgh City Hall at the Edinburgh City Auditorium. That's on University Drive, right next to University of Texas Pan American. And as I mentioned, behind the City Hall building, right next to the courthouse in Edinburgh. And we're going to have a town hall meeting where people can come forward and tell us their own UFO stories from 5 to 7. From 7 to 10, there will be food, fun, outdoor music, and an alien costume contest. So that's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday night. And it's totally free for all the folks who attend the conference on Friday. They just use the same wristband to get into all the Saturday night events.
Now, we've got to close here, but I want to remind everybody that we're broadcasting it live Friday on the radio here at Inception Radio Network. In addition to that, it'll be replayed over the weekend a couple of times. And people in the area and people who can get down there to South Texas, I tell you what I always found interesting is to go to one of these things, see it in person, then come back and listen to it on the radio. You pick up all kinds of interesting things, you know, that you didn't catch while you were there in person. So, We urge people to go to the event if possible. If not, certainly tune it in here at Inception Radio. And it's linked from the Jerry Pippen website as well. You can't miss us. We'll be there from 9 o'clock on Friday until 9:30 or 10 that night with a couple of breaks, a lunch break and a break during the movie. And we'll pick it back up with Travis, I guess, about 7 or 7:30. Any closing thoughts, guys?
Nothing more, Jerry, than to say we'd really like this to succeed on a large scale so that we can continue to have this, not only this event here, but other similar events throughout the area. So we really are asking for everyone to support it. Tweet and Facebook, everybody you know, and plan to listen to the conference. If you can't actually attend, listen to it on the DerryPippin.com website, Inception Radio.
Yes, and there's a lot of interest in this area, so they should all do that.
Thanks a lot, both of you, for being on. Good luck with the conference, and we'll certainly be there anchoring the broadcast. I wish we were down there in person.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. We have always appreciated working with you and your strong support. And all the best of luck to you and good health.
Well, I certainly need that. That's for sure. Now, one closing thought here. I got to ask you about Roswell. Are you planning on doing something at Roswell again this year?
Jerry, we had a full-scale conference planned for Roswell, New Mexico. And we had requested reimbursement for our travel expenses, and the city would not provide that. And so, therefore, unfortunately, much to our dismay, it's not looking like we will be having an event in Roswell this summer. The city, however, and the Roswell UFO Museum will be carrying forward with their regular UFO festival happenings. But our part of it, our contribution of it, unfortunately, they chose not to fund.
Hey, you know my feelings about all that Roswell situation. It's a shame. And the UFO Museum is the heart of the problem.
It's a wonderful place to visit, and I love all the people there. And even though I won't be able to go there this summer, I have a lot of friends there, and I will truly miss not being with them. And perhaps in the future, perhaps in 2013 and 2014, the circumstances will be different.
I'm Jerry Pippin, and this is our UFO show.